Rural health aides have a long, successful history of improving access to health care in Alaska. That includes dental care. The Dental Health Aid Therapist Program was controversial when it started a decade ago, but a new study suggests smiles have gotten healthier, cleaner, and toothier in villages where it's appeared. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Felicia Wild grew up in Mountain Village on the Yukon River. When she was 12, she got a toothache. It started small, but soon she couldn't sleep. With the pain, she began missing school. Then a dentist arrived for the village's yearly dental visit.
And I was entered into that list to get seen, but the list was so long, it was like 4 or 5 pages of patients.
Wild didn't make the cut. She had to fly to Bethel for treatment, and by then, the tooth had abscessed or become infected.
And it was on a permanent tooth that had a huge cavity, and I needed a root canal.
If Wild had had a dental provider in her village, she says the problem may never have occurred. Now, Wild herself is a provider. She works as a certified dental health aid therapist for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. After training for 2 years, she offers many of the services of dentists, like x-rays, fillings, and extractions. This program was started by the state's tribal health organizations because nothing else was working. Dentists were willing to travel to rural areas and donate services, but it was never enough. National Dental Group sued to stop the program, saying it wouldn't be safe. They lost, and the program began turning out trained health aides capable of doing dental therapy.
Dental therapists seem to be making a difference in terms of providing the type of care that you and I would want for ourselves and maybe family members.
Dr. Donald Chi is an associate professor of dentistry at University of Washington. He's a pediatric dentist who's practiced in the YK Delta, and recently he published a study evaluating the impact of dental therapists on Delta communities. The findings are significant.
The more number of dental therapist treatment days communities got, the more preventive care people got, and fewer people were getting extractions.
The study is the first long-term review of health impacts by dental therapists, and Dr. Chi says the results could change the way dental care is provided in rural areas across the U.S. Dr. Judith Burks coordinates YKHC's 10 dental therapists. She's seen the transformation.
I go out to villages, and instead of the main focus being on emergencies, we get to focus on things like prevention and higher level care for the patients.
In other words, dental therapists can now educate communities on how to live healthier lifestyles for a healthier mouth, like not using tobacco and avoiding sugar. Dental therapist Felicia Wild knows her efforts mean villagers are seeing less of the pain, sleepless nights, and missed school days like she experienced growing up.
It's been awesome just seeing the patients and their gratitude. That feeling is just amazing.
YKHC hopes to nearly double the number of dental therapists serving the region over the next 2 years. They're offering full scholarships, and applications will be available on the YKHC website in February. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.